Good evening, this is Akashvani. I am Aparajita Nair with the World News. Government says India is actively engaging with member countries of BRICS to arrive at a common position on the ongoing conflict in West Asia. The missile hits US embassy in Iraqi capital, Baghdad. 12 medical staff killed in Israeli strike on health center in southern Lebanon. India condemns airstrikes by Pakistan in Afghanistan's territory. India finishes with 208 medals, including 75 gold, at World Para Athletics Grand Prix in New Delhi. External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal has said that India is actively engaging with member countries of BRICS to arrive at a common position on the ongoing conflict in West Asia. Mr. Jaiswal said this while addressing the inter-ministerial media briefing in New Delhi this evening. He noted that some BRICS members are directly involved in the current situation in West Asia, and the differences among member countries have made it difficult for the grouping to forge a consensus. He emphasized that as the current chair of BRICS, India has been facilitating discussions among member countries through the Sherpa channel. He noted that the most recent virtual meeting of BRICS Sherpas was held on 12th March to deliberate on the evolving situation.
As chair of BRICS, we have been facilitating discussions among BRICS members through Sherpa channel. The last meeting of the Sherpas of the BRICS took place virtually on 12th March. We are trying our best to develop a position, and we will continue to remain engaged with BRICS member countries so that we can arrive at a position on BRICS on this particular conflict.
West Asia conflict continues to escalate with missile and drone attacks intensifying across Gulf region as U.S.-Israel war with Iran entered the third week. It comes as U.S. President Donald Trump in a social media post said, United States Central Command carried out a massive bombing raid on Iran's strategic Kharg Island, claiming the operation totally obliterated every military site on the island. Iranian officials, however, said oil exports and energy operations from Kharg Island continued uninterrupted. Following the attack, Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps warned the United Arab Emirates that U.S. facilities in its territory could be considered legitimate targets and asked the people to immediately evacuate those areas. The UAE said its air defense systems intercepted 9 ballistic missiles and 33 drones launched from Iran today. More from our West Asia correspondent.
The United Arab Emirates remained on heightened security alert after Iran issued warning to residents to avoid areas near ports, docks and locations linked to United States military activity. The warning was issued by Iran's Qatam al-Anbiya Central Headquarters, which said such locations could be considered legitimate targets in response to ongoing U.S. military operations. Authorities in the UAE have not reported any immediate attack following the statement, but air defense systems remain active as precaution across the parts of the country. Meanwhile, debris from a recent aerial interception struck the facade of a building in Dubai, causing limited damage but no injuries after that particular incident. Officials say that the country continues to maintain a high level of defense readiness as tensions remain elevated across West Asia. This is Vinod Kumar for World News from Dubai.
Israel's Defense Minister Israel Katz has warned that the war with Tehran is entering a decisive phase that will continue as long as necessary. Two people were injured after Iran launched a ballistic missile attack on the southern Israeli city Eilat. The Indian Embassy in Doha today issued an advisory for Indian nationals who wish to travel from Qatar via the Abu Samra Qatar or Salwa Saudi Arabia land border to India. In a social media post, the embassy shared guidelines to ensure smooth transit for travelers. A missile struck the U.S. embassy in Baghdad, Iraq, last night, hitting a helipad on the sprawling compound. The projectile breached Baghdad's heavily fortified green zone, home to Iraqi government building and foreign embassies. The attack took place shortly after two Iran-backed fighters were killed in strikes in Iraq's capital. There was no immediate comment from the U.S. embassy in Baghdad. The Iranian state broadcaster reported that a suicide drone was used to target the radar system at the U.S. embassy in Baghdad. The report indicated that the mission specifically focused on the electronic detection equipment situated within the diplomatic mission's compound. Iraq has long been a proxy battleground between the United States and Iran. In Lebanon, an Israeli strike on a health center has killed 12 medical workers in the southern part of the city. The Lebanese Ministry of Public Health said the attack occurred in the village of Burj Khalifa in the Bint Jabil district and killed doctors, paramedics and nurses who were on duty. Lebanon's health ministry said this was the second attack on the health sector within hours after another Israeli strike on the southern village of Sunne killed two paramedics when it hit a paramedic center. Additional Secretary Gulf at Ministry of External Affairs Asim Mahajan informed that 1,72,000 Indian nationals have returned home from the West Asia region since the 28th of last month. He added that air connectivity is steadily improving with addition of more flights to different airports in the country.
Flights have been operating from Oman, Saudi Arabia, UAE and Qatar. For Indians in Bahrain, Kuwait and Iraq, from where direct flights are not operating, we are assisting the Indian nationals in terms of visa extensions, transit visas for onward journey to India via Saudi Arabia.
This is Akashvani. You're listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. Afghanistan's Ministry of Defense has said that its forces carried out operations against Pakistani military positions along the Durand line as tensions between the two neighbors continue to escalate following cross-border airstrikes and artillery exchanges. In a statement, the Afghan Defense Ministry today said its forces conducted operations in the eastern zone covering Kunar and Nangarhar provinces in response to what are described as actions by Pakistan's military regime. During the operation, 14 Pakistani soldiers were killed and 11 others injured. The development follows the earlier airstrike that Pakistan conducted in Afghanistan, which Kabul said caused civilian casualties and damage to infrastructure. India has condemned the airstrikes by Pakistan and Afghanistan's territory, leading to the death of several civilians and destruction of civilian infrastructure. In a social media post, Ministry of External Affairs spokesperson Ranveer Jaiswal said that this is yet another act of aggression by a Pakistani establishment that remains hostile to the idea of a sovereign Afghanistan. He said India reiterates that Afghanistan's sovereignty and territorial integrity should be fully respected. Tensions flared in East Asia following military activity from Pyongyang. The Japanese government issued an emergency alert saying that North Korea has launched a suspected ballistic missile. Following this alert, the administration of Japanese Prime Minister Sanae Takaichi immediately activated emergency protocols to monitor the projectile's trajectory. The projectile had apparently fallen outside the exclusive economic zone. Meanwhile, South Korea's military today said North Korea has fired about 10 ballistic missiles towards the Eastern Sea. South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff said the missiles were fired from an area near Pyongyang. Pakistan has announced 5-30% salary cuts for employees of state-owned enterprises amid rising global oil prices. The decision was taken at a meeting chaired by Prime Minister Shehbaz Sharif today. The country has already begun feeling the economic impact of the conflict in West Asia. India finished on top of the medal standings at the World Para-Athletics Grand Prix, securing remarkable 208 medals as the three-day competition concluded in New Delhi yesterday. The host nation won 75 gold, 69 silver and 64 bronze medals. Russia finished second with 35 medals, while Bosnia and Herzegovina placed third with 3. India lost 0-2 against England in the final of the FIH Women's Hockey World Qualifier in Hyderabad this evening, but still managed to progress to this year's mega event to be co-hosted by Netherlands and Belgium. World number 6, England, scored through a penalty corner conversion by Grace Balston in the 13th minute before doubling their lead through a field strike from Elizabeth Neal in the 43rd minute. And now before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. Government says India is actively engaging with member countries of BRICS to arrive at a common position on the ongoing conflict in West Asia. A missile hits US embassy in Iraqi capital Baghdad. 12 medical staff killed in Israeli strike on health center in southern Lebanon. India condemns airstrikes by Pakistan in Afghanistan's territory. India finishes with 208 medals, including 75 gold at World Para-Athletics Grand Prix in New Delhi. That concludes tonight's World News Bulletin. For more updates, stay tuned to our Akashvani. Good night.